sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on in to Monday, April 28th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Did you have a good weekend? We did. Got a bunch of things done this weekend. Felt good to be outside. Man, sunny blue skies, absolutely gorgeous. Yesterday, more so than even Saturday, but today, forecasts here at the studio in Antrim County, 75 degrees, sunny and blue skies. Unbelievable. One of the things that we're looking at is the spring turning into summer, almost probably this week. Looking at the long range forecasts, I think we can safely put away the salt for the sidewalks, the snow shovels, put away the winter boots. I think we're good to go. So we're excited. We got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, most of it actually coming from Washington, D.C. Some very interesting moves happening in both the House, the Senate, the presidency, and even Ukraine-Russia war. We've got a story pulled up. We're going to talk about that in the third hour. Pretty interesting. Long-range ceasefire. Putin says he'll agree to a ceasefire for 3 days in May. sir, April 28th, May, just a couple of days away, and you're going to wait, I believe, until May 8th. So we're going to get into that story, look at the logistics of why he's pushing it off when President Trump is pushing him to do it now. Governor Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, his daughter, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, is now the governor of Arkansas, has been appointed and took his job over in Israel as the ambassador very seriously. On the prayer wall in Jerusalem, he put a handwritten note from President Donald Trump into the prayer wall and had a great meeting with the president of Israel as well as their cabinet members. And it's really interesting how he's taking a real positive, proactive approach to being the ambassador to Israel. We got a story pulled up on that as well. But lots of news, lots of things to talk about. Hopefully you were able to listen and check out this past Sunday, The Flatline, with Rick Hughes from 7:30 to 8. And then we carried church services from 11 to noon from Pastor Chatfield's church. Still working out some of the bugs there. Bear with us as we get these new platforms in place. But we are hitting the ground running this week. We got lots to talk about. Got an event coming up this Saturday. Election Integrity. Patrick Kolbeck, Tim Vitter, and others are going to be there in West Branch. If you'd like to join Vicki and I, we're going to be attending that event. If you'd like to join us, just text me EI for Election Integrity. It's going to be down I-75 right there in West Branch. The Agama County Republicans are hosting it. I'll send you the flyer. Just text me EI for Election Integrity, and I'll send you the information. It's going to be from noon to 4 p.m. this Saturday, May 3rd. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
All up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, what was something in my head? I couldn't escape the memory.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, second segment of hour number one here on this Monday. First of all, I want to thank the people who donated so far to our legal defense fund. As I mentioned last week on the radio station, my wife, myself, and this show, Your Defending Fathers, are all being sued. And as a result, we were forced to put together a Give, Send, Go fundraising effort for our Legal Defense Fund. If you'd like the information to it, just text me legal, and I'll send you the link. You can read the story there, and if you're inclined, make a donation. You can also mail a check. We have the information there at the bottom, and you can mail us a check to the P.O. Box in Elk Rapids. But greatly appreciate so far. Raised online just basically on Friday, 14 donations, $1,250 so far. And we're going to be going to the P.O. Box today to check to see if we received any checks over the weekend. And we'll give you an update as we move forward. But text me legal, and I'll send you guys the link. You can read the information there and donate if you can help us out. We greatly appreciate it. One of the things that's happening over in Israel, and I think this is pretty interesting, the process that Governor Mike Huckabee is going through in Israel, having a major impact on the Middle East, even affecting tariffs, peace talks, and looking at the overall environment, what's happening there in the Middle East. Story coming out of Israel, the Jerusalem Post wrote, "Welcome to Israel, Ambassador Huckabee. Great days are promised to the people who strive to help Israel and her people, and may Ambassador Huckabee always be a steward of that great blessing." As they have a picture there of Mike Huckabee posting a note to the prayer wall. Kind of interesting to see him there and sticking the note in the prayer wall. Says, this story, again, just issued this past weekend. U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee's arrival in Israel begins an exciting new period in the relationship between the United States and Israel. America has sent many ambassadors with extensive exposure to Israel before, but none of them have taken over 100 trips as Ambassador Huckabee has in his lifetime. As a pastor, former governor, presidential candidate, and private citizen, Ambassador Huckabee has always made Israel and the Israeli people a priority in his life. He's a fitting choice to represent President Donald Trump and the United States in Jerusalem. The U.S.-Israeli relationship is based on combined shared values and strategic goals. One of the things that they go on to say basically in this story is that Ambassador Huckabee will absolutely enhance and improve the relationship. America and Israel place a premium on their citizens' life, liberty, education, and a free market that allows individuals to pursue their dreams and achieve success. Western civilization is under attack from Islamic fundamentalism and misguided progressives. Some of their attacks are philosophical, but others are physical. Both pose dangerous threats to the Western lifestyle that America and Israel treasure. The relationship between Israeli prime ministers and American presidents have had both highs and lows since Israel's founding. The relationship between the leaders of both countries is a bellwether of the U.S.-Israeli relationship. Some even say they personify the relationships between the two countries. Then they have a picture of Bibi Netanyahu with President Trump in the Oval Office. However, unlike some previous president prime minister relationships. President Trump and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu share a productive working relationship where both agree that the president has been Israel's most supportive American ally ever. As you remembered, Donald Trump moved our embassy to Jerusalem in his first term. Well, during his confirmation hearings for the nomination as ambassador, Huckabee boasted of his more than 50-year marriage to his wife, former Arkansas First Lady Janet Huckabee. He went on to say, a 50-year marriage requires a great deal of work to sustain and strengthen the relationship. Many people think the U.S.-Israeli relationship automatically renews itself, but nothing could be further from the truth. Just like a strong marriage, the U.S.-Israeli relationship requires people who value it to constantly work on strengthening the relationship. As someone who treasures America's relationship with Israel, Ambassador Huckabee will be the perfect American representative to strengthen that relationship moving forward. Israel just isn't any other country. As God's home, Israel takes a unique place among the community of 193 nations around the world. Trump and Ambassador Huckabee clearly understands the importance of having a representative who is aware of Israel's special place. In his first term, President Trump placed David Friedman, the son of a rabbi and practicing Orthodox Jew, who always had Israel's divine nature at the forefront of his mind, in that position. There's no coincidence that Jared Kushner, Jason Greenblatt, and Rabbi Lightstone were key members of Trump's team, while all being Orthodox practicing Jews. Huckabee, as an evangelical Christian pastor, is the first clergyman to be appointed ambassador to Israel and the first openly devout evangelical Christian to be given this role. His lifelong strong vocal support for Israel is tied to his faith and marks Ambassador Huckabee as someone who will be sensitive to Israel's special role as God's land. You may remember in President Trump's first term, his policies regarding Israel were remarkable. He recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. He brokered the Abraham Accords, and he recognized Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, declared Israeli settlements legal, withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal, and proposed the Vision for Peace plan by cutting off funding to the UNRWA. He signed the Pay for Slay legislation prohibiting America from giving financial aid to the PA and exited the UN Human Rights Council. While just in his barely first 100 days of his second term, he's already taken notable steps related to Israel. Prime Minister Netanyahu was the first foreign leader he met with in the Oval Office after he took the seat on January 20th. They have now met twice already this year. One of the things that Donald Trump is proposing is Shalom Hamas ultimatum. Begin pushing for Saudi-Israeli normalization. Wants to work and facilitate a Gaza hostage deal. Supported the Israeli-Lebanon ceasefire. Maintained a tough stance on Iran. and has revoked visas for Hamas-linked individuals. Additionally, Trump cut off President Biden's funding of Hamas in Gaza and other dangerous U.S. Agency for International Development funding projects. He's criticized Palestinian policies, fully supplied Israel with the weapons it has requested, and even increased the levels of foreign aid to Israel. Israeli people are excited for Ambassador Huckabee's tenure to begin and are thrilled that his first official activity wasn't political in nature. He visited the Kotel, the Western Wall, where he placed a note from President Trump praying for the peace of Israel. Well, too often, visits to Jewish places, worshipped areas, towns, and entire regions have been taboo due to political sensitivities. The Western Wall has often been considered too controversial by many leaders who come and visit. Trump is still the only American president who has visited the Western Wall while in office. With Ambassador Huckabee's most recent visit demonstrates his commitment to placing America's support for Israel as his top priority. We hope that we will support Israel in its choices, take a tough stance on Iran, and pressure the Palestinians to return all the hostages, surrender in Gaza, and make peace with Israel, Huckabee said. So, definitely, I think, a positive direction with Huckabee now being the ambassador, knowing how many times he's been to Israel, how many times he's talked about it on his former radio show and now his TV show that he stopped doing since becoming ambassador. One of the things that is very, very interesting, the process has led to trade negotiations, tariffs being reversed, ending up with a totally zero reciprocal tariff negotiated between Netanyahu and Trump and putting it on one of his lists as countries who have entered into these trade agreements, these new trade deals, and has agreed to balance trade. Very interesting direction going right now in Israel. Donald Trump, I believe, did a very good thing in picking Huckabee to be the ambassador. We'll continue to follow the story and see what happens between the ceasefire, peace, and getting the hostages back. It's going to be very, very interesting to see, you know, how quickly they can get this accomplished. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe, reliable.